Tim, tell me your title and organization.
Tim Lust, CEO of the National Sorghum Producers.
I'd like to learn a little bit about how the sorghum growers are involved in the whole ethanol production equation at this point.
Well, I think from our industry standpoint, obviously, we had our first ethanol plant down in New Mexico start using sorghum on the starch side 20 years ago and have that tradition in history. Certainly, the ethanol industry developed in the Midwest, but, the exciting thing from a starch standpoint is in the last 12 months and in the next 12 months, we'll have 1 billion gallons almost of ethanol come online in sorghum-producing areas. As we look at that, we're going to have 60% of our crop grown within about 50-mile radius of an ethanol plant. So the starch side is very important to us, continues to be significant. Expectations of up to 25% to 30% of our crop next year will be used into starch ethanol. Certainly a sponsor of this conference, one of the exciting things of us is the cellulosic opportunities and where that fits in. And as an organization, we changed our name from the National Grain Sorghum Producers 2 years ago and did that for a reason. We believe the future is very bright for where forage and cellulosic type sorghums as well as sweet sorghums fit into the ethanol industry long term. And so we continue to be very involved both in a farm bill, energy title of a farm bill, as well as an energy bill in terms of bringing that forward. And certainly with Senator Bingaman and Senator Domenici from New Mexico, a state that produces sorghum, very important to be involved in those discussions as they have a grower constituency back in their home states that this is very important to.
So speaking of legislation, how would you describe the situation that we have right now in terms of an energy bill and what that means for the future of your members?
Well, I think obviously non-traditional is how you would describe an energy bill at this process. Certainly, it's probably not the textbook way you're supposed to do it with the differences and not being able to conference. Allows leadership to be much more involved, which I think in some cases may be good in getting to the finish line. I think, obviously there's a lot of odds makers in this town betting on whether we get an energy bill done before the end of the year or not. I think there's a lot of reasons why Congress needs to do that, and I think it's good policy. Think that there better be a lot of people involved in checking on the process and working through the process as we go forward the next 60 days on this to make sure what the final agreement is good legislation for the producers, good legislation for the industry. But I'm actually relatively optimistic today that we will get that bill done. I think there's reasons why it will happen. I think on the farm bill side, the energy title of the farm bill, certainly getting much closer, happy with what came out of the House side. Certainly a lot of action going on in the Senate this week and obviously moving towards markup next week. There's some language in there that we'd sure like to change from our industry, basically some language that focuses on perennials versus annuals and from the feedstock side. And our real goal in that in view is that a feedstock is a feedstock and there's not going to be one magic one that goes everywhere, and that the language should be such that it allows companies to come in and make their own private decisions about what feedstock is the best. But continue to see the funding come about to promote cellulosic ethanol, and some of the changes in the finance bill package are very positive to continue to move this industry forward and grow it.
Well, as a sponsor here of this conference, what do you think is going to be kind of the takeaway message that you'd like to see come out of this from the people who are meeting here?
Well, I think, a lot of excitement and a lot of opportunity to invest on the cellulose side to move to that next generation. And I think the message hopefully also that comes out of this is don't forget who brought you to the dance. There's a lot of media presence and a lot of negative comments today going on versus the corn ethanol industry that was the primary driver. But certainly the sorghum starch industry is a part of that as well. And we can't forget what started it. We can't forget the reason reasons it started the way it did. It's pure and simple. I mean, there was the technology was there, and it's good. It's good for the environment. It's good for the producer. It's good for agriculture. It's good for the taxpayer. It's good for our national security. So I think we all have to be engaged in this, and you know, it takes all the organizations working together to continue to move this policy forward. When we do have some groups that are pushing back right now that maybe are more focused on the soundbite than they are in what U.S. policy should look like long term.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Tim, and enjoyed seeing you here at the Cellulosic Ethanol Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.